integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Natural medicine grinder rule number one. These grinder rules are rules that will never, ever change. They are the nuts.
What do you mean by grinder?
Grinder for me is it came from like sports where it was the guys who worked hard, did like the underlying fundamental stuff that will always work. Like in baseball, a guy who's a good fielder and can bunt and knows the positions, how to move players over. Football, the guy who's a solid tackler and a good teammate and that kind of stuff. It's just the things that may not be so glamorous, but that really get the job done. So I'm going to call because you have Hollyisms and you have all of these things. I needed something too, Holly. So if baseball and football can have grinder rules, why can't naturopathic medicine? And
I
so
think it's awesome.
Thank you. And so grinder rule number one, keep your liver happy. And I always know when I'm around a young naturopathic physician or naturopathic doctor, excuse me, when I'm around young naturopathic doctors who are just learning and they're not sure what to do with a patient that has a lot of chronic conditions. They start with digestion and liver, maybe some adrenals. The patient will always progress. They'll always get better. And so keep your liver happy, but I wanted to bring to this segment your expertise as well as some simple things that people can do on a daily basis to keep their liver happy. Now let me say, Holly, do you think keep your liver happy, grinder rule number one as a naturopathic doctor?
I think there's some biting for like tie for first place, but absolutely it wins. I think maybe by just a hair, but I would say the new Dr. Decker grinder rule number one. I think the liver is so important, and it's true. When we were, we were thinking about health and we were working with patients, the liver it always comes back to some really key elements. And I think keeping your liver healthy can progress your health in so many different ways.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that isn't so glamorous. Like you hear liver detox over and over and over. But listeners, I got to tell you, most liver detoxes don't work well. They're mostly done badly, where you might move a lot of bile with some liver herbs, dandelion and chelidonium and ceanothus and boldo, and there's always, but maybe you don't have enough fiber to bind that bile up and get it out of the body. And it's something that we've all kind of started to hear a liver detoxing, but we really don't know why, and it seems like we're still not doing it well. But in addition, we don't do these things on a daily basis that can sort of help our livers along. Now, Holly, if I said, I'm your patient, and I go in to see you, and I say, what's something just on a daily basis through nutrition or diet that I might be able to do just to help keep my liver clean on a daily basis? Anything come to mind to you?
Sure. I think I love that you're talking about this because a couple things, and I am going to answer your question if you would just forgive me here for 1 second.
Oh, take
There's
some
a couple
room
of
on
things.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we think about myths, right, and all of the different health myths, I've got my show on Vrija called Myth Define, and it's just basically about that.
Awesome.
You're right. From a marketing perspective, from the marketing machine perspective, liver detoxes are hot, right? But very few people, as you said, I think do them well, do them right, and do them effectively. And as you said, you can really stimulate a detox process, but it's kind of complicated. Simple at the same time, but let me try to make it even more simple. Two phases in your liver for the most part. And I always tell my patients, phase one would be like you going around your house and grabbing all of the garbage in the bathrooms, the bedrooms, and just, grabbing all the garbage and setting it outside. Now, phase two, very important and can be downregulated by many different medications, diet, some, and lifestyle, is like the garbage man actually coming and taking the trash away. When phase two is downregulated and you inappropriately initiate a detox process, you are going to start feeling so, you're going to feel worse. You're going to start feeling so poorly. Because if you've ever been in New York City when there's a waste management strike, the garbage starts to line the sidewalks and goes higher and higher and higher. That's where your body starts to recycle. So it's really important. And you're right. If we could, instead of just falling into the trap of a liver detox that you get at the store or that is like, this is what you should do to lose weight, I think there are things that you can do on a daily basis. It's all about getting things out. We used to say, open the emunctories, right?
Wow. There's an old homeopathic term and naturopathic
right?
term. I love the emunctories.
Yeah,
nice.
The emunctories. Open them up. What are they? Well, you think about our ability to detoxify and getting mm-hmm. things out. You've got defecation. That's moving your bowels. You've got urination. You've got perspiration. I think also emoting, right? Getting that. So journaling. I love the daily thing that I love for your liver, believe it or not, is a dry skin brushing. So taking a loofah sponge, right? So you can get that at very inexpensive at your drugstore or health food store. And then 5 minutes a day, sometimes twice a day if you can, all the way towards your heart. So you're exfoliating your skin. That way, when your liver is processing on a daily basis, the air that you breathe, the water that you drink, the alcohol that you drink, the medications that you take, the poor diet choices sometimes, it can then easily at least have an end game to that and get things out. So dry skin brushing and staying hydrated are two of my favorite top tips for daily detox.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we're tuning in, we're talking about the liver. And here's Holly talking about skin brushing. And I will tell you the opposite side of that. I have patients that come in and don't sweat. Now, I practice in Arizona. Bad thing. Really bad thing. So they don't. And part of that's the hydration you said. Again, grinder rules. Hydration's not sexy, but it works. Keeping good fluids and things, as well as exfoliating skin. One of the things I will do is I'll have them dry skin brush, and then we will do liver therapies, liver herbs, whatever it is that we do, constitutional hydrotherapy. And when the liver gets moving and the skin is being stimulated and cleaned, the dead cells coming off on a daily basis, then they will start to break out in a sweat, and it'll happen together. So when we're looking at skin, listeners, and it's not sweating or it's not being efficient, then we also know there's a liver problem. It's a naturopathic rule. I can't find you any journal for it, but it's true. I mean, doing this 15 years, when my patients come in and they're not sweating, I know that liver is very, very toxic. And I go and detox the liver, and then we use the skin on top of it, and then it works. But you also brought up something else that I want to add a point to, Holly. And that is, people think that you have to feel sick and miserable during a detox. I mean, do you get that? Did you get that when you talk to people around the country when you're lecturing?
Yeah, or they say that it doesn't work if you don't feel sick and miserable going through it.
Yeah, this isn't a drug. It's not chemo. And I think that we're trained by a lot of what conventional medicine has, where you sort of suffer in order to do it. If you're suffering during a liver detox, that simply means that you're, and let me know if this is fair, Holly. To me, that means that you're jostling around the toxins, but they're not getting out of the body.
Right.
Is that a good way to look at it?
I think it's awesome. And then also, you're not getting them out of the body, so they go and recirculate and kind of create more havoc in your liver because your liver has to process them again.
Yeah, in process, and to anybody dealing with estrogen dominance, and this isn't just women who are sluggish with weight, this is men with prostate conditions. I tell men with enlarged prostates that you have an estrogen dominance problem, and they're looking at me like, no, I'm not going to watch the fried green tomatoes marathon, right? I mean, I get this look like, that's for women. No, remembering that prostate has or estrogen receptors. So women are getting breast, ovarian, uterine, cervical problems, and men are getting prostate problems. They all have this thing in common called estrogen receptors, and we're going back to the liver. You talk about it, Holly, all the time. What is the Hollyism that works perfectly about you don't dump clean oil into something? What is that one?
Yeah, well, once you know, my whole thing is like, you can't just put, I would say, like you're going to take something, you can't just put clean gas into a dirty gas tank. We've got to clean out the gas tank. Yeah. Okay. And so your liver, so a couple of the daily things, I think really good liver or hepatoprotective or liver protective herbs, milk thistle. I can't think of safer, more effective. And milk thistle, not only has it been proven to reduce or to protect liver, but also it can regenerate protein synthesis. That means there was a study on alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver. Guess what? It reversed some of those damaged liver cells. That's pretty darn powerful. And a liver protector.
So here we are. So we're talking about healthy liver, a grinder rule, daily stuff. Keep your urination, defecation, perspiration, skin rushing, as well as good, healthy, deep greens, as well as all of these other things like milk thistle and certain herbs for your liver on a daily basis. And hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And that's how you stay well at Radio MD.